happy Sunday to all of our friends and listeners out there. I've been calling it Sunday Fun Day. And we just been a, it's been a crazy week, but I'm happy. We're all happy to get to the end of this week. It's a beautiful day. And our topic today is on channeling and mediumship. Is it real? Are we just channeling ourselves? What, or hearing ourselves? What is all of it about? I'm also accompanied by my lovely co-hosts, Tony, Lynn, Marianne, Linda, and so many in spirit that are here with us today. So just sometimes it's hard to explain unless you kind of experience it for yourself. Although I believe we have all experienced it in some way. But for me, when I became aware of my channeling or mediumship abilities, the ability to communicate with spirit was in 2012, where aware was my story, when my son Jaden transitioned in 2012. He was 10 years old. And I think it happened at the same time as his transition. He popped right in. he popped right in very shortly after his transition, very clearly. And I had no doubt that what my eyes were seeing was what my eyes were seeing. And what I was feeling was what I was feeling. What I was intuitively knowing and getting, that was what I was getting, and I knew this. But it's difficult when you first become aware of it, because sometimes you're not, you're unfamiliar with it on that larger scale. And when you become familiar with it on a larger scale, it can be a little sometimes distressing, like, whoa, it's a definite shift in sensory. The way I like to describe mediumship or channeling intuition abilities is, for myself, it's like a feel, hear, see. It's like you feel, hear, and see all in the same moment. Again, it's always hard to explain, but that's how it feels for me, and that's how I became aware of it outside of myself or my own thoughts. For now, that's the only way I can explain it. I wanted to pass it around the table to hear the other experiences of our team members. Tony, would you like to go?
Sure, I'll go. Same thing with me. I think I was actually probably a teenager when I first heard from the other side, and I think it was my grandmother, because I was really, really close to her, and I had never actually been around a dead person before, so it could have, and I hate saying that, or a person that had passed before and been to a funeral, so it could have happened earlier, but I remember distinctly hearing and talking to her when later after, you know, she passed. And I think it's because I asked for her to come. Like, I was like, I miss you so much. And, you know, and then she started appearing. But most of the time I saw animals, like all of my dogs that have passed away are always around me and living next to me. And I was reading about it because, like you said, you don't know, is this really true? Am I losing my mind? You know, what the heck is going on? And I don't dare tell anybody because they're never going to believe me. But it's shadows, and I always see shadows. I feel tingles, or I feel them, like the archangels tapping my head. I feel that, or big arms around me a lot. But mainly with the dogs, I do see my little Japanese chins. They're like my little two of them on each side that are my guides all the time. And I see them. Like I see black and white. I see exactly what they look like. It scares me sometimes. The other thing that's really weird, and I almost forgot this, when my stepfather passed away, and I saw this with my mom on last Saturday, when my stepfather passed away and he ascended, I saw him leave his body and walk down the hallway. And I was so scared. I mean, and my brother was making fun of me because he was like, boo. And during the night, he's like, Pop's behind you, you know, Dad's behind you. He was making fun of me. But I was scared. I was absolutely scared because I saw him leave his body and walk down the hall. I guess it was to heaven or wherever, you know, the beyond crossover. So I've seen that. I've seen my dogs. Anybody that I've been close to, I've seen happen. It's really freaky. And now I'm not scared anymore because I think it's just amazing and beautiful and a sense of relief because you've seen them cross over to the other side or, you know, a medium. And then you can also, I'm kind of going, I don't know where I'm going with this, but when people ask me if I can talk to their friends or their loved ones, when you call them, and I think Lynn is the one who taught me this, they will come, but you have to ask for them. So I hope that makes sense because I feel like I'm rambling on, but that's my two cents.
No, that's so hard to talk about. Like it's something that you can feel for sure, but trying to describe it in words,
yeah,
looks like, yeah, it's trying to pass an elephant through the eye of a needle. Like it's just, it's too much to describe. And true. Yeah, I was just saying in the chat room, Elizabeth is feeling hugs from, I'm pretty sure your mom is sending those. And that's another way of connecting spirit is the feeling. We're talking about the clairs a lot, you know, so you mm-hmm. can see, hear, feel all those different senses. But yeah, I was referring earlier to the still, small voice that's always with us. And one thing that the way I knew that I was receiving message from spirit is the info was matching, like the information that was coming through was matching the person I was connecting with, like on Earth. So, yeah, it's great. And the thing is, I think we always want more and more and more. Like I'll get a name, and when that name matches, it makes me really happy to be able to bring that through for another person. But wouldn't it be great if we could just like flip a switch and like, there it is, you know? But we have to kind of receive it in the way it comes in, and we've got to take what comes through. Like even if it's something icky, you kind of have to give the message as it comes through. But Oh, yeah, that phrase describes it, you know, so we're connecting through a glass darkly right now. It's, you know, we're almost reaching for it and it's almost there. But I know I saw Jessica's fly video and I'm like, this is so cool. She's like using flies they're using flies as avatars for her. And spirit will come through that way. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, go for it, Jessica.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the thing is it, you know, it's part of the programming where we've come from that these things don't exist. And, you know, they do. And I think we're really breaking through of that illusion that, you know, death is merely a transition from the physical body. We don't die. You know, our physical body does, but we're still energy. We're still who we are. And so one way my son was really helping me to understand I'm not, you know, going kind of bonkers and I'm really seeing this stuff in a tangible physical way, which spirit helped us to see in so many different ways, like through, you know, butterflies and birds and feathers mm-hmm. and coins. Oh my gosh, so much more. My yeah. son thought it would be clever to use, you know, your basic household fly and for that tangible proof. And it was just at that point that I knew this was real. It was absolutely real. I did post that on my Facebook profile page because he had shown him his energy in that way, in the form of a fly to me over and over and over on command. So it was a really a beautiful validation for me is what it was, but for so many as well, to be able, you know, to, it's not like, you know, jump monkey jump. He did this on his own. He would tell me, Mom, I'm going to come as a fly, get ready, record this. I mean, like down to the T, he wanted this to be known. It was truly amazing. So yes, they can really come in so many different ways. It's truly amazing. I'll pass the mic.
Yeah, flies. No, the thing is, we're conditioned to go flies, ew, but they're all part of nature's chain, you know? And
Absolutely.
You know, there's nothing icky about flies. It's just, you know, we don't want them in our picnic food and flying around the kitchen. But, you know, they do have their purpose in life. And I bet you, like a fly, the energy required is a smaller thing, right? As opposed to like channeling themselves through a water buffalo, right? It's a fly is little
yeah.
and light and easily manipulated.
I don't like to use the word manipulation, but it is like a manipulation of energy. Is there another word? Son, help me out here. I don't know. It's just a negative connotation that comes with the word manipulation, but it's a converting or a mm-hmm. merging with energy with energy to cause a result. Yes, we'll go with that. That's what it is. It's really cool.
Yeah, Marianne,
yeah, they're using the.
Was she here? Yeah, she's there. I just wanted to say.
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
Oh. How about you, Marianne? In your experience.
Well, I haven't actually heard or seen anything. I don't know that I really channeled, but I get feelings.
Yeah.
Of different things. Like I was, it's kind of funny. I was listening to a, because I love Wayne Dyer. And sometimes in the mornings I'll just listen to, if I'm trying to get, you know, out of a funk or whatever, I'll listen to Wayne Dyer. He's just such a beautiful person. And I was listening to one of his podcasts and he was talking to this one lady. And it was really cool what he was saying to her. But I suddenly knew that he's like, oh, I wish I would have said something different. And it was so funny because I immediately, I was like, how did I know that? And I started thinking outside of myself, well, that's kind of wild. How did I know that he thought that? But I knew that he was somehow transferring his thoughts to me. So I don't know. I don't know, and I've been getting that for a while, so I don't know what that is. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm fascinated by the channeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think everybody gets something different.
What's that?
Anybody else?
Oh, something different, Well, Linda can't be with us today, but I know that when Linda, she just pulls messages through like they're, you know, she's just picking up the mail, right? It's so automatic, and she's had that practice all her life. So that's sort of, it really takes the pressure of the woo-woo off it. Like Jessica was saying, we're taught that these things don't exist, and therefore, So getting over the doubt of that and just sort of going, screw that, I'm not doubting what I'm actually experiencing. Like, I am getting messages, I'm getting names, I'm getting signs, I'm getting, you know, this is coming through. You know, like, what do they have to do? Take a cartoon baseball bat and whack us over the head before we lose it? So and everybody has the ability is born with every single person. It's how you use it. It's how you allow it. Because a lot of us shut it down through cultural taboos and whatnot, religion or just people going, ooh, don't talk about that, you know, so.
Well, there's people that don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe it.
No.
That's what. Yeah.
Scares them. Yeah, it scares them and whatnot. But, yeah. No, it's a beautiful ability. And, you know, as Ryan says, don't call them gifts because everybody has them. But, you know, it's amazing. That, just to jump off topic again, I was telling you guys, like, I was going through a Skype setup and I was looking at old messages. There's Ryan and Jane in a group call. And I completely had forgotten that they knew each other. So you can bet they're connected, you know.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely. Yeah, they all are. With the team is huge. And it's like Jaden, Ryan, Jane, another friend of mine that crossed shortly, Kelly. I mean, I can see Phil. Them all, like, right there surrounding us, loved ones that have passed. I mean, dang, they're all there.
Well, yeah, your grandpa shows up all the time, too.
Yeah.
Because I always usually see him for some reason. When we're doing the show, but I don't really see him sometimes after the show. But Linda's dad also. I don't know if it's because my mom passed away, but I connected with Linda's dad. I forgot to tell her that, but it's been really strange.
Well, he's a very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was always very powerful.
Uh-huh.
I think he took my mom. So when my mom passed last Saturday, she stopped breathing, of course. And then we all didn't really even look at the body anymore because we, all three of us, my cousin, my sister and I, all knew that she was not there anymore because we all three could feel her, you know, transitioning. And which was weird because I didn't need to see it, her anymore at the mortuary or anything like that because I had already known that she was gone because, you know, she had passed. But, later that night is when I saw her ascend when I was in, I was getting ready to go to sleep and I saw this beautiful blue light and like almost like an angel, like we think are angels, but it was a different kind of spirit. I'm sure it was her spirit now because, you know, there's no body left. But that was the first time I've ever seen that. And it was so peaceful and pretty and amazing that I felt, it was great. But, I mean, I'm glad that I saw that because it made me feel a lot better. So that was a weird experience for me, but a happy one after such a, you know, horrible day of watching her go through that there was light. Light at the end of the tunnel, because it's true. There was. So it's cool.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Not in my mind anyway. And the reason I hang with you fabulous people is you have no doubt either, or you're overcoming doubt. Yeah, no, it's amazing. And if you can sort of work, just walk in that kind of light, you know, in the knowing that it's a continuum and like... You know, I think people are afraid to live because they're afraid to die sometimes, you know, it's hard to explain, but you know, if you are feeling that you're suffering, like what are you blocking? You've got to ask yourself, what are you blocking in your own energy? You know, it's okay to receive the messages. I think some people think that receiving messages from spirit in whatever form they come is like devil worship and, you know, tied to all kinds of occult stuff. And it's like, I don't think so, but, you know, whatever. Blows your hair back, really, whatever you want to believe, I guess. But, I don't know. I'm not afraid. Are you guys?
Well, we do have one caller.
Definitely
I don't know
not.
If you want to go to the caller or do you want
should.
To keep going?
I think no, we should let this poor person in on the conversation because
yeah, we've
been
rambling on.
Time.
So let
That's
me
okay.
See.
Well, I think we're all rambling today. It's all good.
Okay. All right. So 216. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to. And yes, and you all were talking, I guess, the subject matter of your about your psychic abilities.
Yeah.
I have a, yeah, that has happened to me, but I have a bit more of a concern,
okay.
Actually a frustration. I'd like to get some suggestions
mm-hmm.
on I'm being, long story short, I'm in living in Cleveland, Ohio, been here for about 12 years, and the energy has always it just been really negative and just really, yeah, I'm psychically attacked and just really difficult for me to live here.
Yeah.
I've walked through different library systems, county, city, in one of my local community, and I'm being harassed and watched.
Mm.
Two of them I've put in reports because I caught them just, you know, watching me from afar, and I'm sitting here minding my own business at the PC. And this last week, I was at a branch, but I was sitting far back, and I was talking on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this one clerk I reported, she kept looking over and she gets up. And I'm guessing that she probably went and, you know, maybe notated or something, told somebody. And the other one clerk too, and they're very sneaky. But anyway, long story short, it's this constant harassment. This, you know, and I really, and it's been happening for years. This persecution, you know, this, oh God, what was it? I remember being scapegoated. My mother years ago as a child,
mm-hmm.
of course that continued, you know, until she died. But anyway, she would spank me because some adults lied on me and told her I did something instead of asking me. Now, I've blocked out being spanked, so obviously I believe it did happen. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not – and, you know, she was – we didn't have a great relationship either. But, yeah, but it was – and had it, that scapegoating has continued, and I call it persecution, has continued with different people – you know, different situations, and I'm fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I said, I mind my own business. This is the one that's going to the library, and I've still never gotten with the two different libraries what I've reported and put a complaint on. They have not ever told me what these clerks were doing. Of, you know, of them violating my rights. But anyway, and it's,
mm-hmm.
like I said, I'm very fed up with this. And I mean, you know, in one place, I mean, it got to the point where this clerk, she did something and anyway, I had my headphones in, my earbuds in, listening to something, going through papers, going to do a job search. but I can still hear when I walked into the PC to sit down, the man pounding his fist on the desk where I have my earbuds in. I can hear that very clearly, but yet she came over and snatched out my earbuds, and I jumped because I saw something over me. And it, you know, scared me. And then she's talking, and then, but I saw her out the corner of my eye grinning. First of all, and she, you know, she shouldn't have came over and be, you know, taking out anything because I wasn't disturbing anybody. Next thing I know, 5 minutes later, I feel something behind me, and it's a cop. She went and got a cop, and he's standing behind me. Didn't say anything, but I guess he's supposed to be intimidating me. See, when you do things like that, you're a troublemaker, so it's like, and I'm very much fed up with this, you know, nonsense. Well, it's not nonsense. I'm just, you know, my rights are being violated. And it's different situations beyond the library, but it's here where it's really, I've just really gone through it, and I'm very much looking forward to relocating out of here. Because I find with the many of the people saying, I mean, they're not friends or whatever, just, you know, getting on the bus with some of the drivers. It can be any situation. I mean, it's always most likely, you know, some, you know, the way they, you know, talk and communicate, you know, ah, you know, snapping at you in this angry tone. Mm-hmm. And I've just had it.
Jess, did you want to go first?
Yes. Thank you. Hi, Patricia. This is Jessica. The first thing that I was getting is that you are going to, at some point, I'm not given a time period, move from your current location to another that will better suit you. Meanwhile, I'm also hearing, do you have, like, mace that you can carry with you?
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm hearing that you, it would probably be a good idea to get mace to carry with you that will help you to feel more physically safe as well. And the card that I got for you is love is your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that we spoke volumes about who you are and why sometimes we encounter the things that we do. It says your love is energy. Your soul is energy. The closest word on earth to describe that energy is love. It is your natural state. After your higher self has conferred with its guides before incarnation, the awareness of your divine loving nature is then filtered through this physical dimension where love is not the natural state. This is why earth is such a challenging experience at times. Every soul incarnates here with the best of intentions of manifesting the energy of love in all they do. But this dimension is a worthy opponent. Compassion, empathy, and equality can easily be taken over by apathy, indifference, and prejudice. This card is a reminder to you that all the challenges life on earth throws at you can be minimized by exercising the innate power of the love within you. Love is our greatest healing force. It unites and understands. Never be afraid to demonstrate love in all its manifestations, for it will always be true to you because it is you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I got for you.
Okay. Yeah, I love myself.
Yeah. Lynn, did you have something for Patricia? Patricia? Glenn Maxwell.
Still have Marianne, I think.
Yep. Marianne?
Yeah. I haven't gotten anything yet.
Oh, okay, I can go. So, Patricia, this is Tony, and my first thought, and it's kind of like along the lines that Jessica was talking about. So I feel that something definitely is attached to you. The first thing that comes to my mind is getting, some sage or something to get rid of what is following you. I definitely think something is following you. It's not a human form. I mean, I don't. It could be your mom. I don't know, but I feel that I see black. And people are looking at you in a way that's not really you. So until this spirit or this thing that has a hold of you is gone, it's not going to change. But I do see you having to leave. I think, did you grow up in this town that you're talking about?
Yes, I was born and raised here, and I lived here until I was 16. Then I moved and lived on the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
and I'm probably sure it was happening to me then, but I wasn't understanding and had no idea about, energy, personal energy, and, spells.
You do have a spirit. You do have a guide up there that wants to help you, and it's an ancestor of somebody. I believe it's an uncle that might have passed away a while ago. Were you close with an uncle? Or I don't even know if the word is close, but you were able to talk to that person before they passed?
I had an uncle. We weren't particularly close, but yeah, he passed a few years ago.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a close relationship.
But you did have something in common. Correct that you did talk to him at time to time?
I'm not going to go into that either.
I know. I don't know what he did here on Earth, but I know that wherever he is now, he's wanting to help you. And the card that I pulled was about a wise gentleman. And I feel that you need to start contacting him to get rid of what's going on with you. You have to get rid of that black in there that's holding you back. It doesn't matter where you move to, it's going to keep following until you either sage. I mean, you can start out by, I think, feel sage in your house. The word, and I hate to use this word, but it's almost like an exorcism, a self-exorcism needs to be performed on you, with either someone spiritual helping you or you yourself getting rid of whatever there is there. There's several ways you can do that. One thing is, and everybody always laughs when I say this, but if I was you, it's an old white witch trick, which is just put your mom's name in a sugar bowl. I mean, in a bowl. Put sugar, write her name on a piece of paper, put her name in that bowl, put some sugar on it and put it in the freezer and leave it in there. And that makes her sweet. And I think you'll already start feeling better if you do that, which is just a simple trick. But then I think you need to dig deep in there and get rid of whatever other spirits are there that are haunting you.
Because last night, I had started learning years ago EFT tapping,
mm-hmm.
and I started to do that, and plus some other energy, healing, releasing modalities and personal development, just help me in life. But Yeah, because last night I took a sea salt bath, and
good.
I did a good stage of myself and in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, this has been going on my whole life, and I mean, you know, I'm...
Yes, and it's your entire life. I feel that from you. And
right,
like Jessica said, you are love, but people aren't seeing that because when they look at you, they're not seeing that. So there's something that is blinding them from what you really have to give.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
anybody
so
else?
Would you say I need to go... voodoo worker or a...
I'm not saying voodoo worker, but I'm saying, I mean, I think you could do a lot of it yourself by reading up on it, because it sounds to me like you like to read. It would be something about like self-exorcism. I don't think you need to go somewhere and have somebody do that, but I think if you want, maybe look up in Google or while you're at the library, maybe get some books about how to do that, to clear out your heart, to clear out your mind, and then get that love to come through so people can see you for who you are.
Yeah.
Because
what you
feel and what people see right now are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture I got. I don't know if anybody else got that, but that was the picture that I got. And you're being judged wrongly. You're not that person. And so that's why that's happening. But I think you started by the salt bath and the sage. And I think there's a lot of other things that you can do on the inside it's been happening to you your whole life. So it's going to take a while for it to go away.
Okay, so you're saying there's some attachment or what, someone put a curse on or what?
And Marianne knew somebody also that dabbled in getting rid of attachments, right? Marianne, do you have that person? What was that one when you did?
Yeah, his name was Ryan.
Oh, it was Ryan.
That was.
But after that.
It was Ryan.
Year, remember the lady that, or... who you went to that helped you with the attachments to get rid of all of those? Do you remember? You don't. Lynn, but there was somebody else. But anyway, there are some people out there that can help you and move you along. I don't know if you can search for them or that are, tell you how to get rid of attachments. I believe, and I could be wrong. Lynn, do you know anything about that? She could probably read up on that too, right?
Yes, it was Ryan that.
It was Ryan.
Sorry,
okay.
I had my headset off for just a sec. I hope I didn't miss anything. But you were talking about how to
get rid of
someone
hooking attachments. Yeah, like people.
Yeah.
I feel that people are seeing her different than what she is. I feel there's some kind of black attachment that needs to, or dark attachment that needs to go to get out of her. You know what I mean? Like almost like a self-exorcism type thing.
Well, the first thing I wrote when I was listening to Patricia was, are we talking about a psychic attack?
Mm.
And I can feel the distress in Patricia's voice. I know it must be a very dark place to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But number one, Patricia, you know yourself that you are an empath, right?
Yeah, I discovered that a while ago.
Okay.
Shielding myself,
Yeah. Of course. But just understand that the world, the human world at large, right now especially, a very harsh place to be in. People are like turning on each other for no good reason at all. There's a lot of anger in the world. There's a lot of hatred, a lot of just makes you go, you know. So Okay, and so one message that came through for you, and it could be coming through from, I don't know what teachers you follow, but it feels like it's a teacher to you, and they send the message that what you focus on expands. So it might be, be really careful about people who are going to, like, do this sort of work. There's a lot of weirdos out there, and I don't mean to be unkind, but there's people that are like, I think, Marianne, you had an encounter with one, and we won't name names, but somebody offered to remove a dark energy or something from one of your loved ones. If, you know, give me $100 and I'll remove
this.
That was outrageous. And there's people out there who would do that. They've got no clue what they're doing. And it's, you know, they're dabbling in the occult as they see it, right? So you don't need a witch doctor. You don't need any kind of voodoo work or anything like that. What you're describing is energy work, okay? And you are the actual first line of defense when it comes to energy work for yourself. So it starts with you. It's an inside job. You totally get help around you, right? But I think make sure you double check the references of people that you may trust your energy to, okay? Make sure that their egos are in check. I think I'm hearing an echo. Is anyone?
Echo.
An extra voice on the line. Anyway,
it's
driving me bonkers.
I know.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, okay, well, no problem. So,
it's gone now.
Yeah, very strange. So, Patricia, you're so sensitive. Like, you don't, it's not a bad thing or a failing, you know. In fact, if you're interested in working on your psychic abilities, that's probably a great place to go because you are a highly sensitive person. And, you know, whether you like it or not, you're receiving energy all the time. So, working from a place of love, I think that was Jessica, that the card brought up love. So you start with yourself. And there's some great teachers out there. I would start with, like, Wayne Dyer. I would start with, Sylvia Brown's really good. She got picked on. She got so picked on and was so, sullied by the populace, and it was really terrible. And she, like, kind of chewed through that one and said, to heck with it, I'm still going to be who I am. So you have a lot to offer the world, Patricia, but try to build up those boundaries against the nasty energy, the negative energy, and it's bombarding you. I would love it if, are you on Facebook at all?
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
I have a, you know, just a account, and I was working on developing, you know, a writing skill, you know, content writing skill to use it for that. But anyway, I am on Facebook.
Good. Well, please join the Sacred Embers Network, because when you want to connect with a group of loving individuals who will, you know, reach out and help you through all this stuff. You know, forget the people you're encountering that are nasty and focus on people that come at you with love, because they are out there. And we'll let you through, we'll just put you through into the group if you just, make a request to join. It's Sacred Embers Group on Facebook, and just join us. And there's a lovely community there, and you can pop questions out and just connect with other souls that aren't going to harm, right?
I really think, Patricia, that you could do it on your own. That's what I was telling you. I think with research and stuff that you've already started doing, I think, and joining, you know, our group or whatever, you're starting to see the light now. I think it's going to change.
I'll have to figure it out and can do it on my own. To the psychic medium who told me, the male figure that was reaching out to me, his name, Sunny come forth, or Raymond, because that was my uncle's, well, his birth name was William, but we, you know, had a nickname of Sonny, and then he had to change it a few years later due to some activities he was involved in.
I didn't get a name, but I got that he was in trouble, and here on Earth, that, you know, and he might have not been the that great to you or whatever, but or something, might there might have been an incident that I'm not going to say, but I feel that he feels a lot of remorse for that and wants to help. I got, yeah, and in his old age or whatever, I don't know how old he was when he passed, but he had to do a lot of work in order to cross over, and he feels that one of the things is helping you. It's like you're on his plate to
oh. Okay. Yeah, well, because I don't. Yeah, because I don't have any brothers or I don't have any siblings, and
no, it's
my
an
father.
Uncle.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's,
all right.
It's an uncle.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
and you do.
I listened to the replay because I was trying. I was writing down notes. I'm gonna continue to write down notes and take and follow the directions and, you know, start doing this.
Yeah, and then call us back and let us know how it's going, you know. And if you join our Sacred Embers group, we would love to help you on there too. We're all on there, and there's many more other lovely people there. It's a big community, like Lynn said, and we'd love to have you.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much all for
You're
your
welcome.
Suggestions, and have a good day.
You too, hon. Thank
Hang
you.
On. Patricia, I had one more suggestion for you.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Lynn.
Go ahead.
Just talk to Ryan, who is in spirit, and he works with our team. He's not on the earth, but he's like certainly, he joins us on shows. He's still with us, and you can ask him to help you. Just give him permission to help you, and he will. Oh, yeah, Jandrake Baki just joined in. She's a good person to talk to too. So when you join the Sacred Embers group, you'll meet the network, like the people that do the on-air shows and whatnot, and any single one of them. It's just go to the sacredembers@wixsite.com/love, and the whole team is there, and there might be someone that you can turn to. I like Shannon Johnson probably be able to advise you about stuff like this. Attachments and what like that. But the thing is to find someone reputable who isn't just like performing or showing off or whatever, because the business does attract a few, I can't say it without being unkind, but you know, they shouldn't be doing this work, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they just work the dollar.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Be careful. If they're charging you vast amounts of money, check them out. Because I know Ryan used to do this work for free, even though he used to lecture us on, you know, you can't work for free. And then he did all the time. So.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. What a sweetheart he was.
Yeah.
Still is. But we miss him on Earth.
Yeah. All right.
I'll see. When I'm moving out of here this summer, out of Cleveland.
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to start,
Thank
you
you.
Know, and do this.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful transition to a better, a new area with good energy, Patricia. I think we're all rooting for you.
Oh, my gosh, Hawk is here. I just saw that Hawk is here, too. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to get, I apologize to the chat. We've got several people in there and I cannot get in there for some reason. Lynn, are you seeing what they're saying in there?
Yeah, Hawk here as Aquarius the Seeker. We've had people come in. So we've got KTBQ in with us, and we've got Elizabeth and Hawk. Well, Hawk, wow, long time no connect.
Hawk.
And
right.
Do you want to phone in? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
We are all just
discombobulated.
Thanks, Patricia. Well, please let us know
how
it's going. Okay. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have a 614 caller. 614, I'm getting you up right now. You're on the line. Who are we talking to? 614?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi, this is Tony.
Hi,
what's your name? Hi, you're on air.
Oh, cool. I'm Jessica calling from Australia. I'm so glad I made it to the show. It's early here in the morning.
Yeah,
I just would love a message for my spirit family, please.
Okay. Jessica? Anybody?
Yes.
I need just a moment. I'm not quite ready. I'm still shuffling real quick.
Marianne? Lynn?
Yeah, I'm not ready yet either.
No, I'm just I'm getting a T name, Jessica. I want to say it's not Tanya, but it's something like Tanya. And then I'm seeing grass.
Mm-hmm.
Long grass, like fields. Like, so this might have been somebody who was a real country person and seeing like fields of long grass. Maybe did they have horses and that was their hay field? I'm not sure what I'm seeing here, but I'm seeing long grass and a T name. Well, yeah, I'll leave it with you, Jessica, because you never know. It might make sense later. But the first thing
okay.
I wrote down, do you know like a Tanya or a Tara? It's definitely T. T. But,
definitely with T.
Yeah. And the field.
Well, I met a lady named Tanya yesterday. And she got her name is on her shirt. And I call her name. Yeah, that's
oh,
the
wow.
Tanya that I can think of.
Okay. Well, she wasn't cutting down hay or anything. Was she? I don't know what the grass connection is. But I'm seeing large, like, swaths of sweeping meadow. It's actually a really beautiful vista. So I don't know what that means, but... I just had a flash on the, did anyone see the movie What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams?
No.
Yes.
Okay. That's the colors that it's sort of appearing in. It feels like it's the astral world colors, which are like out of this world, literally. So it feels like somebody connecting from spirit for you. It's not, I don't feel like it's somebody... still on earth. So anyway, I'll leave that with you and I'll see what else comes in as we go around the table. Anybody else ready to go?
I'm ready.
Just any yeah.
Yeah,
is that Jessica?
I'm ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Jessica.
Yes. Hi Jessica. This is Jessica. And as I was listening to you shuffling my deck, this card flew out for you and it says in some way, I believe this is what your guides are really wanting you to know right now. And it says, your beliefs are right for you. There is no such thing as right or wrong or a right or wrong belief system. Your conditions of belief are right for you at this particular time and space. If your belief system encourages you to treat others with the same love, dignity, and respect that you would like shown to you, then it does not matter if you believe in Jesus, Muhammad, or nothing at all. All of them are right for your soul right now. Don't expect your beliefs to remain stagnant, too. Just as your soul is constantly evolving, so is your comprehension of the mysteries of the universe. Accept what resonates with you and release the rest back to the universe. Unfortunately, belief systems can cause violence and war with different systems, thinking their way is the only way. every soul is on a different journey. The same map is not going to be useful for the same person. With this card, for you, feel the cheer that you are on the path meant for you, but be aware that the path may fork. Follow the route to your heart the most. And that's what I got for you today.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Jess.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's funny because I do all sort of, well, not all sort, but, you know, I believe in Jesus. I also believe in Buddha and Krishna. And I find, like, all these has its own wisdom and teachings that is beneficial for my soul, you know, evolution journey. And so I did even think, you know, like, what, how come I can't commit to one? Or, you know, how some people are very dedicated to one belief and that's it. They don't want to practice any other, you know, belief system. But I find that for me, I practice a few and that worked for me. So, yeah, thank you for the card. It's reconfirming what I believe.
Yes.
You're welcome. Yeah, they just wanted to let you know it's okay. There's no one way, and you're okay. They're just validating that. You're right on your path.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hello, this is Tony. So I want to ask you, are you working on something right now that you've been trying to get off the ground, or I don't know, something that you're pouring all your energy into right now? And it's not going fast enough for you?
No, thank you for touching on that, because I've been like looking for some guidance and I'm like, what is it, you know, that you want me to do, universe? Well, basically, it's my energy work. You know, I'm an accountant, but I also work in the healing field. And I have traveled across the country and share my gifts. So I work with body. So I do like holistic massage, but I bring in the flower frequency. And I guess the most healing part for people is the sharing part afterwards. You know, it's like somehow I have the gift of giving them this safe space that they allow to be themselves and allow whatever emotion coming through. So that sometime I thought, yeah, a lot of people ask if I ever thought of becoming a counselor or a kind of life coach, but I don't know. I really enjoy sharing my wisdom or whatever that's flowing through me, and I keep asking. I'm just gonna go on.
No, you're fine. That's exactly what I got. I got a master card. It says graceful in movement and action, and what it's saying is that you're on the right track in what you're doing. And you just need to, you know, don't worry if it's not going as fast as you want to, but it's exactly what you need to be doing. So I don't know, you know, when the transition might be, or, you know, when you can transition over to that, but you are supposed to be sharing whatever you're doing, because that's exactly what I got. It was the Shyamalan Master. Be graceful in movement and action. You are being guided to flow like water and air and connect with other people. Don't feel the need to rush. It's just to use your gentle approach in what you're doing, and it'll be very rewarding. So that's the message I got for you. We have another medium that that's on here, and Hakan said that, yes, your career, career is in abundance. Share what you need to receive. Share what she has to receive. So whatever, you know, you are receiving and dabbling in is where it's probably going to point to in the future, what you're doing.
Mm, okay. Yeah. It's funny because I've been working on something that's not off the ground. So I met this website maybe 2 years ago, and I still haven't literally, like, published it. So it's still, like, lost because how... Maybe I just feel like I'm not ready to be in the spotlight. I don't know what is it that's holding me back, and every time I'm like, yep, I'm ready. So I'm working on that. And
yeah,
I was like, how come you
keep stepping over and then stepping back is what I feel. I just think you need more confidence.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us had to get when we started doing this. It's hard to do. That's why I think when you're comfortable, you're going to be ready, but you need to dabble more in what you want because you're very good at it. And the messages that you're giving people are actually healing them. And so when you get comfortable, some people it takes longer than others, but it's not long. I don't see it being long from now. I see you gradually taking, you know, putting that other foot over. To join the other, you know, the foot that you've stepped with. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope so, because I'm like, what is going on? Because before, like, wherever I stopped, I was fully booked, you know, on my travel through the country. And then I arrived at this place, and I loved it. I didn't want to move on. So I stay here, and I'm like, okay, send me the people that I need to share my gifts. And it hasn't been... like what I expected. So I will gather what I want, like you said.
Yeah, don't give up. Just talk to everybody about it, and then you'll see. It takes a while.
I just wanted to ask Jessica if Jessica, you were a traveler, right?
Yes. I just got home last week.
Yeah. Oh, Jessica, which Jessica? Australian Jessica?
Oh, I'm so sorry. This is the co-host, Jessica. I thought you were talking to me. How funny.
Well, you know what? It's fabulous. I just wanted to share something with Tanya in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya is the name of a homestead in South Australia.
Wow.
So
That's
why I'm seeing the grass. I have no idea. Are you anywhere near South Australia, Jessica? Jessica?
I'm in Queensland, which is the east of Australia. South Australia is in the south. But I have been strongly guided that I need... Yeah, I've been guided that my adventure that is about to start again. And it's scary for me.
Check out Tanya.
Okay.
It's the name of a home. I don't know why.
Can you spell that for me?
T-A-N-Y-A. T-A-N-Y-A.
Okay.
Who knows what connections lie there for you, but you can probably like research them online without actually taking a trip, you know, because who knows, like I might be directing you to a strange cult or something like that. I don't know. I just thought that it seemed to tie in with the images of grasslands, you know. I don't know. I'm not even familiar with South Australia. Do they have like grasslands? Oh, we've got more stuff from Hawk online.
Okay.
You are what you teach. Yeah. You are what you teach. You have what you are. And he also says she's on the path. And take it from Hawk. He's a very good medium. So you can take that to the bank, that advice. Yeah. Way to go. Thank you, Hawk. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
Marianne?
I forgot one thing. Sorry. Hang on. I have one other thing for Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
this came in for you. And they are a sign of, they signify good fortune and new beginnings. So it's a sign that delightful things are on the way. So I kind of love that for you. But you can look up the further meaning of the stork. But I forgot, I drew a picture of a stork and went, what's that? Oh, it's a stork. So there you go. I'm sorry, carry on.
No, that's fine.
What is a stork?
Yeah. Excuse me?
No, carry on.
Marianne, did you get a card or get anything?
Yeah, what I got was abundance. So, So it's basically just saying that abundance will find its way into your life.
No.
And so, I mean,
I'm
listening
to
the rest of the
yeah.
message.
Yeah. Is there any more to the message?
Yeah. Oh, just that, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to, you know, mean, for some reason something keeps buzzing in my ear. It's just saying there's an inflow. It can mean, you know, treasures or anything that's going to come into your life is going to be in abundance. So if you allow yourself to be in a state of allowing, then it'll come in the way it's supposed to. So.
Yeah, that's what Hawk thought, too.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Hawk thought, he said, yes, career in abundance. So I think it's... like Lynn was saying, you know, it's up to you, but I think you're on the right, you know, definitely we feel you're on the right path. So, you know, it's like Hawk said, agreed, it's not just job, it's a career. It's your career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be your
career. Looking for that.
Yeah. So it's coming.
Yeah.
And like the card said, it might not happen today, but, you know, and like I said, you need to just step over. You know, sometimes we can't because we have to pay our bills, but, you know, do the best you can to do it. He said it's life, her path of learning, love, and teaching it. It's your life path to learn, love, and teaching it. So learning, love, and teaching.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for you. I mean, I feel really, I think we all do, feel really, you know, upbeat and good. So I think, you know, it's awesome. And we're so excited that you called in from Australia, too. Thank you.
No, I love your show and what you guys do and really, you know, every little message really encouraged me. Like, I benefit, you know, your all contribution and your gifts and every now and then, you know, I always want to touch in and see how you guys are and get some message, and I love that. You have no idea. You just make the world a better place.
Well, that makes
you all are beautiful souls.
I remember Jessica, like she's an old friend of the show, of the Secret Embers Network. Yeah, we've spoken to you before.
That's awesome.
Oh, cool.
That's so cool. Well, let us know what's going on for sure, okay? Mm-hmm. I know you have to wake up early, but do it.
I remember my the beginning of my journey when I step on it, and you guys always say that you will know the place when you want to stay, because I was looking for my new home, you know, like where should I stay? And then I travel along, and then here is the place I've been staying here for a year now. And then I kind of felt like, oh, maybe I can sit down here. It's beautiful. It's got everything I needed. And then the guy said, it's time for you to, you know, step on your adventure again. So I'm going to, I think, very soon next month, I will continue my journey. again, and this time it's so scary. I don't know why. I'm like, I've done it before. I've done the lower part of Australia, and I was going to do the upper part, but why this time is so scared. Like so much fear again. It's like another level of letting go, and you know, like you said, new beginnings. And so I'm excited and scared at the same time.
Yeah. Well, don't be scared. I mean, you know, it helps when you are scared a little, because then you're on your, you know, you're aware of what's going on. So, but I think it's a good thing. I think you're right in what you're going to be doing. And I think everybody agrees. So, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, lady.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Have a great day. And like I said, please let us know when you're headed out. Okay.
Thank you. You have a beautiful evening, lady. Love you all.
Thank you. Love you too. Thank you.
Fabulous.
Okay. So we don't have any more callers, and there's about 15 minutes left to the show. So I guess should we go around and say how to get in touch with everybody? Because what do you think?
Sure. Yeah. It's been an interesting show, because I know, Tony, your energy was in a weird place, right? Because you've just gone through some very sacred times, you know, as your mom transitioned. So it's a way to go. How does it feel getting back into doing shows and stuff?
I think it helped. Thank you. I'm glad I did it. I was worried, and I'm glad that Elizabeth and Hawk was there to back us up, because I know they're feeling the same way. But no, it helped. I felt, even though at times I might have been babbling, I felt that I was in tune. So thanks, Mom. That's awesome.
It's very cool that your whole family is okay with like connecting with spirit, you know, that you don't find it weird or, oh, and Hawk says, no fear. Nanny is like Obi-Wan now. Oh, yes. Very, very cool.
Yeah, you want to know something really strange? I have to share. So my brother really doesn't really talk about, I know he's an empath. He's got a huge heart, but I think he's on the line. You know, Hawk's always saying, well, maybe we can get Uncle Vinny to come over to the other side with us. But most of my whole family are like us. And, but he told me something, because I asked him how he was doing, and he said, I just can't stop thinking of Mom. I feel that I'm talking about her all the time, and I just think she's with me. So, I mean, he is really feeling it too, her presence. So I think that's kind of making him kind of like Jessica. She's got one foot over, and he's ready to come over and join all of us. So I think that would be cool. But thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Wow, that's very, very cool. And I'm so delighted that Hawk joined us, you know, because he'll accept soon. Ha ha.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. So excellent. Yeah, I hope Hawk you'll come on the show sometime when he can just be a special guest, or, you know.
Yep.
And, yeah, we're going to introduce Linda to Hawk and Hawk to Linda.
They love each other.
Yeah.
And I think did you have a special guest that you wanted to come on to maybe next week?
Yeah.
I think she was saying something about that.
About that. I was on mute. Yeah, I was thinking about inviting one of my friends, really good friend, channel and medium, on to the show sometime. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, do it anytime, Jessica.
We
get the links and up. We have a few shows already ahead, so it's like we almost know what we're doing or something. Pretty cool.
No way.
We go with the flow.
Absolutely. More and more.
Go ahead.
What's that? I'm finding more and more with this team that everything is just appearing on the pathway. There's no effort, you know, so it's...
Yeah.
the collective energy or something is working really well. It's,
yes,
it's just
I feel
popping
the same.
Up.
I feel
and
the
then,
same.
And then can I just do one?
Yeah.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, Tony. Go
no,
ahead.
I was just meaning that it was really cool that Jessica, you know, from Australia, saying how she likes to hear us. And it's always nice to know that you are, you know, coming across okay. You know what I mean? I always wonder that.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, because it's, yeah, you know, it's strange. You never know if you're, like, helping people or getting through. Yeah, I love the validating callers, you know, that call in and say, yep, this happened. And then things that actually, you know, when... I don't know. I love getting names. I absolutely love it when they'll give us a loved one's name. And it doesn't happen all the time, but it's just such a thrill when they can ID themselves. And, you know, that person knows it's coming through. It's, yeah, you're doing really good work, Tony. And I really think you are, it's not just humans that you channel. You channel animals too, you know. And, it's very cool. You growing into your abilities. It's lovely. Oh, yeah. I forgot. My train of thought went off the tracks. That's okay. So we had good sound all the way through, and I was worried about that, you know, these tech things. So we should have a party with some guests and stuff, and we'll bring out the tequila and donuts from the green room, and we'll just have a good free-for-all, which is what we do every week anyway.
We should.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. Okay. Well, how can we find everybody? Who wants to go first?
I'll go ahead and go first. My name is Jessica Marie Tatro on Facebook. And you can friend me there. We also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And you can also find me on the Sacred Embers website. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah. And
Lynn?
Oh, yeah, I'm just reading more stuff from Elizabeth and from Hawk. So, sorry, just to interrupt. So Elizabeth is feeling hugs. She's been feeling hugs all the way through the show, which is like another form of spirit communication, and I'm just loving it. And then Hawk says, the love was felt across the bandwidth, which strengthens our faith of the love, light, and truth. And then Elizabeth says, and more, too much tequila last night. That's really good. Yeah, you need to have fun. I just want to give the website for Sacred Embers again, and that's the Sacred Embers show.wixsite.com/love, and you'll find the whole network there. And then we have our Facebook group, which is Enter the Light. Just type that in, and you'll find our particular show. And you can see all the shows as you go onto the website. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/lynn. And I'm also on Facebook under Lynn Bleasdale. It's up Marianne, too.
Yep. Go ahead, Marianne.
Okay. I'm just Marianne Adams on Facebook.
Yeah. And then I'm and you're all, and Marianne's also on all of the Sacred Embers and Enter the Light. So if you have a, you can always message her through there. And then I'm on I have a website, Tony the Good Witch, at wixsite.com. And then I'm also on Sacred Embers and Enter the Light. And then I also have a Facebook page, Tony Jorgensen. And I think right now I have my mom and us kids picture up there. But it's usually me and my grandson blowing you guys a kiss. So that's contact us anytime. We love to help for sure.
Yeah. So. Hawk says, sends love and blessings, or peace and blessings, everyone. And Elizabeth sends love and light to everyone. So that's from the chat room. My lovely folks in there.
Yep. And Elizabeth and, is also on the website Sacred Embers, too, on all of our Facebook pages. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And good. Good. Did we get it all? I think we did.
I think
shall
we got
I play,
it all.
Yeah. Shall I play Jane's song?
Yeah.
You Are My Sunshine.
Yeah,
that'd
be
awesome.
The one we played.
And and Jane continues to join us. So.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Love and light, everyone. Thank you for calling.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Wow, that sound here. The sound elves have sabotaged the sound system. Sorry about that, guys.
I think I got
Love
it.
And light.
There we go. No. There we go. I got it.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I'm gremlins, guys.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed